This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about the TCA Big Band concert that's going to be coming up here real soon. Happy to have on the program to talk more about it, Karen Bunch. Karen, it's good to have you back on the program once again.
Always good to see you, Dale.
And also we have Terry Hunt. Terry, it's good to have you back on the program as well.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
Let's talk about the fact that this is going to be the spring concert, right, Karen?
That's right. We do a couple of concerts each year, one in the spring, one in usually around the holidays. And this is our spring concert coming up on May 18th at 3 o'clock at the Tecumseh Center for the Arts.
When we talk about the TCA Big Band Orchestra, who comprises the orchestra, Terry?
Well, we're a traditional big band. We have five saxophones, four trombones, four trumpets, rhythm section, a piano, guitar, bass, drum, and we have six singers, two male and four female.
Yeah, I should mention the vocal airs too, shouldn't I?
That's right. They're a very important part of the group.
Yeah, exactly. And they come from all over, right, Terry?
Yes, they do. We all over the county.
Yeah.
And back during the Tecumseh Bicentennial, one of the groups that was playing there said, "Everybody in that band is local?" I said, "Yes, it is."
Yeah, yeah.
That's astounded.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome to have that, yeah, and to be able to play the big band music. So, Terry, what do you do? What instrument did you have?
Well, I'm the lead alto saxophone player, which requires I also double the clarinet. And then in the absence of our director, Mark Felder, I conduct it and rehearse it.
Okay, all right. And Karen, for you?
I play baritone sax, and I also double on instruments. For this concert, I'm doubling on alto sax. So some of the, especially Glenn Miller tunes, are scored so that the lead alto plays clarinet. You have a second alto, a first and second tenor, and the baritone actually plays the second alto part. So that's what I do. I'm mostly baritone sax, but alto sax as well for this concert.
Okay. And it gives a nice, great, big, full sound, doesn't it, Terry?
Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah. Well, what is going to be kind of like the theme for the concert for this one, Karen?
Well, this one is entitled Riding the Rails, Celebrating the Classics. And we're going to do a number of standard tunes, things like String of Pearls, which everybody should know if they listen to big band music at all. We have Terry's got a few songs there.
Well, we're going to play a Count Basie song that's dedicated to the Count Basie band. It's Flight of the Foo Birds. They're known to have played that.
Yeah.
And we're going to do the Glenn Miller version of the St. Louis Blues March. If you've seen the movie about Glenn Miller, there's a scene in there where he runs out and the band starts playing this march.
Ah, and, okay.
So we're doing that. And then one of our singers, George Reasoner, is going to be singing the Frank Sinatra Luck Be a Lady Tonight.
Oh, nice. Yes, yeah.
So it's a good mix of the old standards. April in Paris, I love that song.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think people really will really enjoy it, so...
And we will do the traditional Basie one more time and one more once.
That's right.
I always thought that was just, so much fun to be able to hear every single time I would listen to the song.
Right.
Yeah. And it was one more time. But it's got to be a lot of fun to be able to go in and to perform this music, Terry.
Oh, yes, it is. It's... I've been performing it for years, and it doesn't get old.
Yeah.
And there's always something I try to do different, and, so it doesn't get stale.
Yeah, yeah.
But people enjoy it. I mean, they know more of these songs than they might think they do.
Yeah. Of course, a lot of times you'll hear it used more and more, for example, for either in films or in commercials now. And then you think you hear it and think, when you hear the actual song done in total, it's like, oh, yeah, now I remember hearing that song. So, yeah, this is really something for the entire family, Karen.
Oh, sure. You were asking Terry before about who comprises the band. And we have people who are in their 30s, and we have someone who's approaching 90.
No kidding.
So
wow.
It's a very, this particular type of music, this genre is definitely family friendly. We'd love to get people all ages there. I think it's important to pass this on.
Yeah.
You know, it's something to keep alive. So, yes, indeed.
Yes. Yeah. And the thing is that, as you mentioned, and Taryn, you referred to, this music is timeless because it seems to gather a new group of listeners and those who enjoy it with each and every generation, too.
That's right. I also play in Adrian College Jazz Band, and we played one of Benny Goodman's classic tunes, Sing, 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 with, you know, 19, 20-year-old college students.
Yeah, yeah.
They dug it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they really dug into it. That's not necessarily an easy piece.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. That's quite a complicated piece of music, too. And that's got to be interesting to be able to play this big band music, Karen, because of the fact that, you know, it's different, but yet it's good music.
Yeah, you know, it's familiar music. And like Terry says, you know, people probably know more than what they think they do.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just a joy to bring it to the community. You know, this is a volunteer group, and we started out playing a couple concerts a year, and we ended up, over the last 21, 22 years, we've played 135, 136 times.
Wow.
We're actually playing in June for the Hospice of Linaway fundraiser.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we're excited about that.
Yeah.
And we do that as a sort of a service, but it's also fun to bring it a new audience in, you know?
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, exactly. So this is going to be held when, once again?
This is Sunday, May 18th, 3 p.m. at the Tecumseh Center for the Arts in Tecumseh. That's 400 North Maumee Street. You can get your tickets online at thetca.org. You can also go on Thursday and Friday from noon to 5 at the box office. They're open there in person. And you can also give a call at 517-423-6617. And tickets are priced at just $10.
Excellent. Yeah.
You should also be aware that you can get them an hour before the show, but if you can get them in advance, that saves you standing in line, number one.
Yeah.
And getting us started on time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, being have it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon is a nice break in the day. And then after that, you can go out for dinner afterwards. Right,
that
Terry?
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, and have a nice meal. Or, you know, even being there in Tecumseh, you know, and be able to get a nice meal there as well.
That's true.
Yeah. So something we invite everybody to stop out and to have a good time, Terry.
That is correct.
Yeah.
More the merrier.
That's right. Yeah.
It's much better to play to a full house than an empty house.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, the thing is, this is, you know, something that's happening right here in our own backyards. And to be able to go and see a lot of the people that you might even know that are participating in the big band orchestra and the vocal airs. So come on out and have a good time, Karen.
That's right. Come on out.
All right. Anything else about the concert we haven't mentioned?
We are going to honor one of our members who passed recently, Larry Harper. He was our lead trumpet player, and he passed in February. So we're going to have a little tribute to him.
Sure.
He was a very important part of the group, and we miss him dearly. But I know that he would be proud of us soldiering on, as it were. But, yeah, we miss Larry, and we're just going to pay a little bit of a tribute to Larry.
Nice.
As well. So, yeah.
Nice. Nice. Again, this is the Tecumseh Big Band and Vocal Airs, Sunday, May 18th at 3 p.m. at the TCA in Tecumseh. And Karen Bunch, thank you so much for being on the show.
Appreciate the time, Dale.
And Terry Hunt, it's always good to see you, too. Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you. I always enjoyed coming doing this.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.